About the first question, if I heard about it, yes, it might not be completely the same, but I heard about it. Because such stories sometimes has been narrated by different people, but inshallah is authentic. Because we do not have a chain of reporting like different things. But inshallah is correct. And when you read it, the main thing in here, these people was very humble, real humble and humility. And they do not want have anything in their heart overnight at all. And the third things is, the unity between each other is above anything. They understood that. By this way, they can have a different opinion, different understanding, but they have to really secure their relationship above anything. This way you find companions follow each other with a wrong or different understanding. Later on, a scholar follow another scholar, and he said, I do not agree about his opinion, but I follow him, okay, until he die, because I do not want any division and any fitna. By this way, he was so alert about the unity and not causing fitna. The second question is very simple. Very simple, but I do not see it today. I do not see it at all. At all, zero. For example, the early people used to really humble themselves and respect the scholar and elder. Today, I see hardly anybody respect and have humbled themselves to the elder. Second, in the early days, you go and you learn knowledge from the scholar, and the scholar advise you how to learn the knowledge. Today we pick and choose, we jumping from one topic to another, and we have no systematic way to gain the knowledge. And this why the result will always be hollow, meaning your knowledge will not be intact. And what we do today, or what the majority do today, is they pick up the topic according to their own crisis, not seeking knowledge. But I'm drifting from the main topic. What about respect? What about the question? The question of Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, or the dua, is very powerful. Because imagine if you are hurting your father and mother, and they are good people. Their anger or their upsetness or dua can be fatal, very fatal. Can be to lead you to Jahannam. And the opposite, which is higher, because today we do not respect that. The scholar or the learned person, he seek knowledge from him. His status is very higher, okay? And the early people used to say, company the scholar or the learned people with humble and humility, listening and obedience and service. And when I mean service, these people used to service the elder people with complete dignity. Today we do not have that. We do not have it. By this way, all the element of the companionship of the elder, today the majority of younger do not have it. Alhamdulillah, in my life, I have some of that. I learn it, I experience it, and I can tell you, it's powerful. For example, when you sit with a scholar, you sit for months, 2 months, 3 months, he feed you the knowledge according to his own knowledge and understanding. By this way, he makes sure you get a really solid knowledge, and he makes sure you comprehend it. Today, you young people argue a lot, arrogant, stubborn, rebellious, have no respect. Again, pick and choose the knowledge. Second, companionship with obedience. It used to generate this humble and humility to the follower or the student, which later on, it give him a beautiful quality by the companionship. Third, when you accompany the scholar or the learned people after a while, you discover he might be sick, he might be ill, he might need service, he might need help, he might need support. This is why when you look in the history of Islam, all the scholar and learned people, people used to supporting them, service them with complete humble and humility and dignity. What you gain? You gain their own heart and their own dua. And this is very powerful, very, very powerful. Imagine if a scholar or a learned person in their own relationship with Allah cry and make dua for you. How powerful is that? But today, because may Allah forgive me, we believe in our money, our status, our nonsense, our ego, and our arrogance. We do not even the value of the heart of the learned person, which the early people used to worry so much about it. And this is why when you read what Abu Darda said, this is very powerful, extremely powerful. Similar also is a quote, okay, Wallahu A'lam is a hadith, or some of the early people, they said the body of the learned people is poison. Don't touch it. What it meaning? When you see a scholar or learned person even made mistakes or committing even sins, make dua and that's it. Don't try to run after them, call them name, generating fitna, looking for their own mistake. This is completely the opposite of the teaching of Islam. By this way, today, my dear brother and sister in Islam, I advise you, go study the right and the manner of the relationship between younger and elder and learned people. Extremely important. But don't take the regulation. Take the regulation, manner, conduct, and the whole package, which today, again, is missing. What the result? You will be bankrupt. You will never have the manner to give it to other. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decorate us with the manner beloved to Allah wa Rasuluh. I hope I answer your question. If you still need verification, let me know. Jazakum Allah kull khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Also, my dear brother and sister in Islam, the early people or the real knowledgeable people used to understand is a company of knowledgeable person is very, very blessing. And this why all over the history of Islam, people run to the company of such people. Okay? If you study the early of Islam, study in the early of Islam, okay, until very, like, maybe 400 or 500 years ago, it was a habit. The learned people is the most elite, respected people in society. This is before colonialism. People supporting them, people wish their daughter to marry them, to get the blessing. Today, again, all this understanding is gone. People want to carry their name, carry their seeds. Again, today is gone. Why? The lack of value of Iman, lack of value of the companionship, lack of value of those who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the heedlessness and arrogance and blindness of ourselves. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. When you study, my dear brothers in Islam, the protocol of dealing with a learned person or even elder, you find out is a lot of manner and like the way you're addressing them, the way you talk. By this way, you cannot talk to them the way you talk to other. You cannot raise your voice. You cannot argue. Even if you don't like their opinion, what you do is you be patient. And either you ask them in the right time or in the proper way. Again, if you ask me, my brother and sister in Islam, today we are bankrupt of all of the above. Very rare. This is why the early people used to say, if you do not join knees with a scholar, you will never learn knowledge. Today, if you ask me, very rare people have been sitting with knees. Knees in here is metaphor about Rasulullah's knees is metaphor about when Rasulullah ﷺ Jibreel came to him alayhi salam and tell him, Ya Muhammad, come on, I teach you. And he said knee to knee. And you know the hadith. The early scholar take that and they said, okay, this is the adab of sitting. Viceroy, when you go to really any scholar, you find the first thing the student of knowledge do, sit the way Jibreel alayhi salam teach Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Unless you have the adab and manner to do that, you're not going anywhere. And always you will gain your knowledge the way you like it, you comprehend it the way you want it, you implement it the way you want it, and will causing big problem to you and the society. This is why we see today the majority of people gaining knowledge from Google, from internet, and what happened, everybody understand it the way he want, and after that more division and more conspiracy and more misunderstanding, and this person said to this person you're wrong, and this person said to this person you're wrong, and all this. And the bottom line is we're losing the quality, because the companionship, the first thing is to gain quality. This is why Imam Shafi'i, he said the famous three word. He said, I learn knowledge from books, and I learn manner and character from the company of those who have it, and I learn iman and yaqeen from my mother. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us a role model for that, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bear witness from Mecca, I'm telling you, the majority of ummah minus that, except very few. May Allah make me and you among those. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.